40-yard touchdown run as Cass City's going to huddle now and look for a two-point conversion.
Going for two. Coming out in the I formation. Cuthrell under center. Pitch out to the left to Brennan Hamilton. And he is stopped in the backfield way back at the five-yard line as the Bad Axe defense shuts that one down. So the score is Cass City with six, Bad Axe with nothing. We've played a minute 10 remaining in the first quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
I am sure by now that you have heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half of the population in our country. There are few scarier things than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Heather Drabeck with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National's Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
Cass City strikes first with a minute 10 remaining in the first quarter. And kickoff goes down to about the 25-yard line, brought in by number 10 for the Bad Axe Hatches, Jack Clancy. And he gets out to about the 36-yard line, brought down by number 10 on the other side of the ball, Brendan Hamilton for Cass City. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatches, trailing 6-0. And they'll start this drive with their own 36-yard line. Cass City's scoring drive covered 67 yards, five plays, resulting in a touchdown. It's 6-0 Cass City.
Just a low squib kick for Cass City. Keep it out of the rain. Keep it bouncing. It actually goes through the hands of one of the upmen from Bad Axe, but it lays very softly in front of Jack Clancy. He's able to pick it up and get a decent return on it, and now Bad Axe will start on their own 36-yard line.
Single wing to the left, working off that right hash. And say this one goes nowhere fast. It's actually going to be a tackle for a loss back at the 35-yard line. That's Jack Clancy. Has tried to go right through that middle gap and nothing there. Second down, 11 to go for Bad Axe as the rain continues to come down. Our meteorologist, Doug Cole, on staff here, says no lightning in the area, according to him. And it's a 30% chance of rain today. Looks like the 30% is right now.
Yeah, here's the 30%, and it's coming down in sheets. Very short gain there for Bad Axe on the play. That single wing offense now is going to be somewhat limited in action. You won't see them typically throw the ball in weather like this. And with a big defensive line like Cass City, that is a huge advantage for them.
And it's a direct snap to Ryan Wehner as he's going to be brought down to the backfield way back at the 31-yard line. As that would be number 60, Dalton Powell, I do believe.
That's 5-0, Clark.
Oh, 5-0, there we go. Eric Peters. With the tackle for a loss, way back now, third down and 14 yards to go. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with Cass City leading Bad Axe 6-0 right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Speedway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals.
What do you have on the used car lot?
2011 Buick Enclave. Fully loaded leather has all the right features for only $14,490. 2013 Buick Regal. Premium package, one owner, local trade, like brand new for an unbeatable deal at only $10,990. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Speedway.
Well, if there's ever any weather for homecoming, I bet you you're not going to choose this. With the first quarter under our belts already, it's Cass City leading Bad Axe 6-0 on homecoming night in Bad Axe. And the Hatchets back on offense, and they are facing with a third down and 14. Now going left to right across your radio. They're at their own 32-yard line.
Again, this is a situation when you're an offense you do not want to be in, and especially with it coming down, the rain, that is as hard as it is, and almost makes it very difficult to even pass the ball.
And it's going to be a handoff to Jack Clancy. Gets up, he has a little bit of room to run all the way out to the 40-yard line, out for about 8 yards. Unfortunately, shy of the first down marker by about 6 more yards. Cass City's number 5, Luke Stern, brings him in for the tackle. Fourth down and 6 to go for the Hatchets at their own 40-yard line.
That's a good play. They got about half of what they needed. Not sure. I mean, a team that's obviously not going to the playoffs this year, Clark, so would not be surprised at all if they leave the offense on the field and try to continue this drive.
Fourth down, 6, and it looks like Bannix is going to be going for it. They are still out there in the single-wing offense. Now they come back and put Wehner back about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's a rugby-style kick, and this one goes about 4 yards off the top, off the ground, and it takes a big hatchet bounce, comes to rest at the 30-yard line. So not a bad punt from Ryan Wehner, kind of flips the field, and the Bannix, the Cass City Redhawks, will start out with the lead, 6-0 on offense, right to left across your radio at their own 30-yard line.
And Bannix lines up like they're going to go for it, and then a quick audible, and Ryan Wehner drops about 4 or 5 yards back in the backfield to try and take the snap. The snap was even high at that point. It was a good job for him to corral it and locate where the defense was and then kick it nice and low, hoping for that forward bounce. That's exactly what happens, and he actually does flip the field and turns what looked like could have been a disastrous play into a pretty decent punt now, and Cass City's got 70 yards to go to try and get their second score of the game.
6-0 Cass City, and a wet and wild night so far. First inclement weather we really had through 6 weeks in this broadcast season. Full house tee for Cass City. San Catharrell under center, 3-man backfield. It's going to be a handoff to his right option, and that would be, did not see a number on that one. He comes down to about the 33-yard line. That'd be number 5, Luke Stern, brought down by Bannix as number 48, Blake Collins on the tackle. A 3-yard gain, and a 2nd and 7.
Nothing going there for Cass City as they try to get Stern out to the left side where he's had all of his success so far. And this time he hesitates, waiting for that hole to open up. Never happens. And Blake Collins does a good job of forcing him to the ground after a very short gain, maybe 2 yards at 3 at the most.
10.5 before halftime. It's a 2nd down and 7 situation. Santa Catharrell around the right end, keeping it for himself. He has the first down at the 45 to midfield and finally tackled forward into Bannix territory, the 46-yard line, but more than likely this one's going to be coming back. There's a flag on the ground at the 39-yard line.
And that's too bad because that play went to the right-hand side. They faked it, a pitch to the left. Catharrell spins around and heads to the far side of the field with lead blockers. You can easily see from our view it's going to be a big first down, but a penalty flag on the opposite side
holding
of the field.
Offense number 60. Replay 2nd down.
Guilty party there. Dalton Powell, the senior, on the left side of the line, opposite side of the play point, I point out there. So a tough penalty for Cass City to swallow there, and a break for the home team here is now 2nd down will become very, very long for Cass City.
It would have been a 22-yard run for Seneca Thorell. Instead, it's now a 2nd down and 11 situation back at their own 29-yard line. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. It's 6-0, Cass City leading. They're on offense. This is the 6th possession of the night. Bannix with 3, 2 turnover downs and a punt. Cass City a punt, touchdown in their third drive right now. Catharrell under center, the sophomore quarterback, 2nd year at the helm. And it's a handoff to Nick Perry. He's out before the running and dragging his defenders across midfield and finally brought down at the Bannix 48-yard line. From the 29 into Bannix territory to the 48-yard line, a nice run from the senior Perry. Flips the fields, 1st and 10.
And that's his best running game right there. When he can, that shorter size, runs with a lot of power and speed, and when he can slide through those defensive linemen, look out, because he can not only make a guy miss with his side-to-side speed and outrun you, he can absolutely run you over as well. Really a do-it-all back, and in this case, showing off some of that speed. And if it wasn't for the secondary of Bannix playing so deep, he might have ran all the way to pay dirt. Instead, tackled just inside the 50-yard line of Bannix.
And Catharrell hands this one off to Perry again across the 45 and dives forward to the 43-yard line. Brought down by Ryan Wehner out of the secondary. Oh, about a 5, maybe 6-yard gain. We'll see according to the spot. Second down, 5 to go for Cass City. Continues moving as the Dolphins starting to open things up.
And that's basically the same play they ran on the play prior. Right hand.